recently, Dublin Port announced that it would be severely limiting the number of cruise ships it will facilitate in the port. This year, over 160 cruise ships will dock in Dublin, but from 2021, this number will be limited to 80, for capacity reasons, according to the port. Businesses relying on tourists are not happy, and they've formed an association, the Irish Cruise Ships Action Group. Lorcan O'Connor is director of Irish Carols Gift Shops. He told me about the problem they had with the new port rules.
Yeah, our main concern as the All-Ireland Cruise Ship Action Group is that Dublin Port intend banning cruise ships from 2021. So for the last 10 years, they've been growing the business to what is now a huge business for Dublin City Centre. By Dublin Port's figures alone, it's worth £50 million to Dublin alone. And then we've the knock-on of the same ships going to Belfast and Cork. So we operate shops in Belfast and Cork, and it's a huge business there, and it'll really devastate the business in Belfast in particular, where we have two stores.
What type of tourists come to you from the cruise ships, and can you identify them?
Oh, absolutely. They come from the cruise ships. They would generally tend to have passes or name tags from the cruise ships. And majority of them are generally ordinary Joe Soaps who are coming and spending money. They're buying a coffee, they're having something to eat, and they're buying normal product that they're from every walk of life.
What countries are they coming from?
Coming from particularly mainland Europe and then from America. So for the last few years we've been growing the home port business. So we've a huge amount of people flying into Dublin Airport. Within 15 minutes they can be in Dublin Port to get their cruise ship to start there, and it'll finish there, and they'll either stay 2 to 3 nights at the end of their trip or 2 to 3 nights at the start of their trip.
Okay, so people do stay in Dublin.
Yeah, well, that's something that Dublin Port were growing, and that was great for tourism in particular, because those people are spending, they'll stay 3 to 4 nights before or after at the end of the trip. So they're spending money, you know, a good bit of money within the city centre.
Typically, when people get off a cruise ship in Dublin Port, what do they like to go? Where do they like to go? What do they like to do?
A huge amount of them want to come into the city centre, get on a hop-on, hop-off buses. So we've three different groups operating hop-on, hop-off tours. And within an hour and a half, they can see everything within Dublin city centre.
Are they spenders, these people?
Absolutely. They reckon they spend €300 when they're actually here, even on just a day trip. So they're buying something to eat, they're buying coffees, they're buying gifts. And these are the low spenders. Some of the bigger spenders that come in, who Brown Thomas in particular and Weir's, they spend huge amount of money, and those shops open late when there's a cruise ship's in, and those days can be particularly busy for them.
What was the first communication you had about this potential ban on, or the, at least reduction or capping on numbers of ships coming in from Dublin Port?
Well, the first we read about the ban was in the newspapers, the same as the majority of people. It wasn't communicated to the excursion companies, it wasn't communicated to the cruise ships. So it came as a complete bolt out of the blue. And they initially talked about, they were going to maintain some ships, but then it became very clear that they've no intention of having any ships from 2021. So they've basically left Cruise Europe, they've left Cruise Ireland, although they've paid for stands at cruise shows, they're refusing to send people to those shows. So they've obviously no intention of having any business from 2021. So these cruise companies work 2 months in advance, 2 years in advance, and unless they have knowledge that the port is going to be open in 2021 by the end of May this year, those ships are gone. They're going to move. And once they stop coming to Dublin, they'll also stop coming to Cork and Belfast. So Dublin is the jewel in the crown. And if they're calling to Dublin, they will definitely do Belfast and Cork. But if Dublin is gone, they'll just take it out of the British Isles completely and they'll move the ship to Europe.
Have you had any communication from Dublin Port?
Absolutely none whatsoever.
None?
None. Absolutely nothing whatsoever. There's a huge spin campaign going on from Dublin Port. And it's kind of a reactionary to when we question them about something. They took down the crew. When we start republishing some of the tweets that they put out about the £50 million that this was worth to Dublin, which was their figure, they took down the Twitter page that all those feeds on. But we'd already saved all those feeds. So they're trying to hide things that they've said in the forum. So they've been trying to grow this business for 10 years. They're telling us how much we need it, and all of a sudden now they're telling us, oh, we don't want it, we don't need it. We do all these containers. We've Eamon Riley then,
Chief Executive of Dublin Port.
So he's saying that there's a huge amount of wastage space in the port. There's loads of empty containers. But he's known this from 2014, because they had a report themselves in 2014, and they're saying that, you know, so they've had 5 years. He's been the manager for 11 years, I think, at this stage now. So none of this should come as a shock to him. And over those last 10 years, they've been growing that business. So I don't know why all of a sudden now he's saying it's Brexit, but also there's so many inefficiencies in the port, and the port just isn't being run properly.
They will say that to provide proper cruise facilities there, that it could cost them up to 130 million. So why should they spend the money?
Well, again,
when container ships are more profitable for them.
But this isn't just about Dublin Port. This is about the economy. So for the island of Ireland, if it's worth 50 million over 3 months in Dublin, it could be potentially, and that's at a low figure, they're looking to grow that, we could be talking hundreds of million to the economy. Now, my understanding is as well that the cruise ships are quite happy to contribute to paying for terminals at Dublin Port. So there's a win-win situation. And when we had a downturn and the freight business was poor in Dublin Port, Dublin Port were delighted to have the cruise business, and they were actively trying to grow the business. So they can't have it both ways. They can't say, you know, 1 minute we want it, we think it's great, we want to grow it. They're putting out all these things about how much it's worth to the economy, how much it's worth, and all of a sudden now we don't want that, we're banning it, we don't need it anymore, it'll all be freight. And then in a few years' time, when they realise that they actually do need a cruise business, or they do want a cruise business, the cruise companies are gone. They'll be off, the boats will be somewhere, ships will be somewhere else, and they won't be able to get that business back. It'll be gone forever.
What's your next step on this?
Well, we've actively looked for a meeting with the minister to try and see what can be done to reverse this ban, because the mantra of the port, Eamon Riley, when he went to see Shane Ross, he gave a completely different report to him than what he put out in the newspapers 3 or 4 days later. Everything that Dublin Port are doing indicates that they want to ban the ships from 2021. As I said, they've left Cruise Europe, they've left Cruise Ireland, and they've disengaged with all the cruise companies. They've disengaged with the public. They're not engaging at all with Dublin Town, which is the biggest business organisation in Dublin with 2,500 members. Retail Excellence Ireland, they haven't engaged with. The Restaurants Association, they haven't engaged with. They're engaging with nobody, and they're trying to run for cover now at this stage.
In a statement, Dublin Port said because of the huge growth in cargo volumes, it would be necessary to restrict the number of cruise ships. If they were to cater for large numbers of cruise ships, this would require co-financing or long-term guaranteed finances from the cruise companies or government.